I pulled the unmarked envelope out of my pocket and set it on top of Alice's black leather bag. She looked at me. "My letter," I said. She nodded, tucking it under the top flap. He would find it soon enough. The minutes passed and Edward's arrival grew closer. It was amazing how every cell in my body seemed to know he was coming, too long for his coming. That made it very hard. I found myself trying to think of excuses to stay, to see him first, and then make my escape. But I knew that was impossible if I was going to have any chance to get away. Several times Alice offered to go get breakfast with me. "Later," I told her. "Not yet." I stared at the arrival board, watching as flight after flight arrived on time. The flight from Seattle crept closer to the top of the board. And then, when I had only 30 minutes to make my escape, the numbers changed. His plane was 10 minutes early. I had no more time. "I think I'll eat now," I said quickly. Alice stood. "I'll come with you." "Do you mind if Jasper comes instead?" I asked. "I'm feeling a little..." I didn't finish the sentence. My eyes were wild enough to convey what I didn't say. Jasper stood up. Alice's eyes were confused, but I saw, to my relief, not suspicious.